It's time for our Thursday morning conversation. As promised, we're talking Tomahawk schools today. Wendell Quisenberry visits us once a month during the school year. Wendell's here, and he brought a guest. Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Very good. And Kay Kissinger-Wolf is with us here this morning, back in the studio at the Big Q. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Jeff.
Welcome back here to the studio this morning, Kay.
Thanks.
Been a while. Okay, Wendell, we're going to get into this reapportionment talk. First of all, let's start off with school board reapportionment. What is it and why are we at this point here in Tomahawk?
So just to give a very brief rundown of it, and then I'll turn it over to Kay, who can talk in much more detail. She's been very instrumental in heading up the committee, the ad hoc committee. But board reapportionment, really, we're looking at the how our board represents our community, how representation is in the areas that each board member is assigned to. And this has been something that has not been looked at or, re-examined for many, many years.
Over 60 years since it's been looked at.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
things have changed a little in Tomahawk over 60 years.
Very much so.
Yeah. Slightly.
Just a little bit. Okay.
And so Kay brought this up earlier in the fall, and it resonated with the board. They formed an ad hoc committee, and they really examined not only what the issues were with representation, but multiple different ways that they could reapportion themselves to better represent our community. So okay. With that, I'll turn it over to you, Kay.
Yeah, Kay, just to set this up just a little bit here. First of all, you're the school board president here.
Vice president.
I'm sorry. It says vice president right there. You're the vice president of the school board. How long have you been on the school board? It's been a while.
Since 2009.
Okay, because when Greg and I were talking about you guys coming in here this morning, I said between Kay and Patty Hilgendorf, I don't know two other people in this community that have devoted most of their whole lives to kids in this community. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, there's a few things I'm involved in.
Yes, just a few. But if you haven't heard, thank you for doing what you're doing for a while. Thank you very much. I mean, sincerely, thank you. Our kids depend on people like you, and we're glad that you're here and doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
So the school board has been in its situation the way it's been, you said, for 60 years. And our school board here in Tomahawk, how does it compare to other school boards? Are we about the same size for the same size town, or is that part of why we're looking into this whole thing?
No, we're looking at it just because the population has shifted.
Okay.
Over the 60 years ago, when the different schools were outlying schools, out in Nakoma, Skanawon, there were multiple schools all over. And they formed together to get into eventually a union school and common school grounds. Things were realigned. And that went on back in the 1960s.
Okay.
And by the 70s, they were putting representation out there, and the population has shifted over the last 50 years.
More people moved to town.
But not quite.
Or the other way around.
Back in from 1960 to 2020, the population, the city of Tomahawk, went from 49% representing the school district down to 33%.
Okay, so.
So a lot more people moved out of the city.
Okay.
And or I shouldn't say out of the city, that they moved out of the city, but more people probably moved into the surrounding areas. Nakoma, Skanawon, Harrison, King, all those townships.
Bottom line is the population has shifted and you're looking to get modern.
We're looking at getting things balanced, rebalanced.
Okay, rebalanced. See, words are important. I learned that in school. Words are important. We're trying to get balanced here. So that's where the reapportionment has come in. What have you learned so far?
We learned that we've gone out to communities, we've gone out to all the townships, the committee. We had a subcommittee that formed and went out to all the different townships, putting it out there to see if there's any questions. Nobody had any questions about the proposal to reapportion, to reset the district. But we felt that if we set this up on a 3-3-3 model, so that there's three different districts, with three representatives at each, and we've got the population balanced.
Okay. So the 3-3-3 model, we'll come back to that. And part of this process, I remember before I went on vacation, there were some meetings. You put the word out to the public. If you have any questions, concerns about this reapportionment, we want to hear from you. You didn't get a lot of feedback, but the feedback that you did get was tax-related.
Tax-related. And as far as we know, there's nothing affecting the taxes. We did have Chris Marlowe from the county, our county clerk, come up and help us with this whole process, because we looked at the population numbers. We looked at population based on registered voters, on population. How do you identify who votes on stuff like this? And we went along with the national norms that we're going to be using the U.S. Census for these data.
Okay, so our taxes, our property taxes, should not be affected one bit by whatever happens with the reapportionment of the school board?
As far as we heard, no.
Okay, so we're going to have to go with that. So where are we at as we sit here today, Kay?
We brought this up to the school board on Tuesday night for our representation. We had five different models we came up with. We had positive pros and cons for each one. And the best one that fits is what we call the 333 model, looking at basically what we have now, but it would be combining the townships of Nokomis, Wilson, Little Rice, King, and Harrison into one group. And by doing that, we'll have 33% representation of the population in each of these three districts.
Understood. Now, how many school board people will represent each one of those three districts?
There would be three people in each of the three districts.
Okay.
And then we have to set up an election plan, too. So we're looking at a rotating system so that every year there would be a chance to run for a position in your apportioned area.
So since this went before the school board, this was the best model. So does this mean it's a done deal and now it's a matter of implementing it?
No, this has to come up to the annual meeting, which will be held in September.
Okay.
It's voted on by the community. And once it's voted on the community, then we would go ahead and follow up with that.
Okay.
We have to come up with an election plan that we have to present. Before we even get to that, first of all, we have to develop a petition that we would go with this. The petition is given to the clerk, the board clerk, and that has to be done 30 days before the annual meeting. It's voted on at the annual meeting. Once it's voted on, then we would enact it and let our representatives know what we're, or not our representatives, our, what do we call them? The voting people, the one who set up the voting districts, we'd have to let them know how that goes.
Oh, the voting commission. Is that what it's called? We know what we're talking about.
Yes.
We'll figure out the name later. But we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the townships. So everybody can vote no matter where you live in the Tomahawk School District. You can vote for anybody in any of the areas, but you have to live in. If you're running for the board, you have to live in that apportioned area.
I see. Let me see if I get that straight. So if you live in Nokomis, you can still choose who may be representing the city of Tomahawk?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And with all the other ones as well?
Correct.
Okay, but that's all got to pass muster with the county folks and township folks.
We have to get that information out to them.
Out to them, okay.
How this is going to be set up and how it will be running.
Besides doing this, how else are you going to be able to get that word out to those folks?
We've gotten... Since we started this in January, we've gotten out 25 different types of communication. We've gone to all the town boards. We've had it on the radio. It's been on public radio. It's been in the newspaper. It's been on social media. We'll go back to the town board, you know, here on the radio. We'll get something in the newspaper, too.
Okay. So transparency, that seems to be the word of the age nowadays. Everybody wants to know what's going on behind the scenes. This seems like a very transparent process.
Definitely.
Good deal. What else do we know about the process going in now, Kay?
We're just ready to get the public, get it out to the public.
Okay.
This is where we're going for.
Wendell, what's your take on what's been done so far by the school board?
Well, I think anytime you're looking at how we best represent everybody in our community, it's a good thing. So this committee has really, I think you guys have met, what, eight times?
Eight times since last fall.
They've pulled attorneys in, or an attorney in, to look at everything to make sure that what they're doing is on the up and up. And being done the right way. Their implementation plan, or the election plan that Kay referred to, will take place over a number of years. So I think by 2027, if I'm not mistaken, it would be fully implemented. And then there's also a piece that they put in place that said with every census, they will review and have the committee form again, review things, review apportionment, and decide if any changes need to be made. So I think the work that they did is fantastic, and it's going to lead to a stronger board. It's going to lead, hopefully, to more people in certain areas that maybe want to run for the board to not have to wait 3 years or 2 years for another election. You can run every year. So we're hoping that A lot more people in our community will take an active approach to being part of the leadership within our school and be more willing to serve on the board as well.
Since I moved out of town, forgive me, since I moved out of town, I don't keep up with school board stuff as much as I used to when I lived here. And so strictly just the fact that it's been so many years since this has been looked at, that was the only impetus, the only reason for going into this whole thing was just because it's been so long. That was it. There wasn't like there was any other bad issues or anything like that coming up that you needed to look at. That wasn't the case.
No.
Okay.
It was time for change.
Just time, yep. Time to bring things.
You have to rebalance.
Yeah, rebalance. Bring things up to date. And so anything else on this topic, Kay, I don't want to cut you off. You've got all the time you need here, but I just want to make sure that everything is very clear for folks. And I think that if I get it, I think most people get it.
Yeah. And people are welcome to ask us about it.
Okay.
Shar Kirsch and Dave Long were part of the board members that were part of this committee, and we had some community members involved with us too. So we did. We went out beyond our scope.
Is the best thing to do just to come to a school board meeting and speak up, ask questions? What's the best way to get questions answered?
That's one way. You can contact the office with questions, or if you look on our website, all of our board members have their contact information listed. So
okay.
If you want to reach out to Kay or to Dave or to Shar specifically with questions, their contact information is there as well.
Okay. And hopefully we'll put some of this on the website too.
Yep.
Okay, so go to the school website to really get all the lowdown on all this if you have any questions or concerns or you want to have any input. But the plan is set, and now it's just a matter of going step by step to get it implemented.
Correct. We're following state statutes, and this is how we have to do it. It's
got
all
it.
Laid out in the state statutes for us.
Understood. Kay, thank you very much. You're welcome to stay with us the rest of the time if you want, but if you're a really busy person, we can let you out of here, but you're welcome to stick around, and you may have something else to add, and feel free to do that as we chat, okay?
Nothing.
Is that okay? Okay. She seems to be good. So, Wendell, the school board, they seem to be on top of this, and we just have to sit back now and wait as each step takes place.
Correct. Yep.
Got it. Moving forward with another topic here this morning, the Veterans Wall of Honor. We want to talk about that because let's get an update on that first of all, and we'll find out what's going on this weekend.
Sure. The Wall of Honor is a project I've talked a lot about on this show as well. It's something we're really excited about. It's been a collaborative project between the school, the VFW, and the American Legion primarily. And we have made a lot of progress in the last couple of months to bringing this project to completion. So we have the main sign, the main Wall of Honor sign. So to jump into the weekend, which we'll talk about in a second, we will have a booth right underneath that sign. And for anybody that's coming to the Home Sport and Travel Show, we'll be there with information to share, with information on how to submit a name if there's somebody you would like to have recognized in the wall, and of course to accept donations. We've had quite a few donations come our way already, but this is a project that's going to take a while to fully fund. So, you know, we're always looking for anybody in our community that would like to support it, and we will have a booth there and be accepting that. So we have 275 individual names that have been submitted just in the past few months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's great.
Yeah.
And it's been a really nice collaborative effort where names are coming into different people, different groups. The VFW and the Legion have gone through their roles and submitted a lot of names. And we've had a lot of people from outside of our area. We've had folks from Texas call us. We've had folks from Florida and Oklahoma call us and say they were either listening to the radio on the app or they heard about it through a friend and they wanted to submit a name of a loved one or a, you know, a family member. So it's been really good, and we look forward to seeing those names grow. We're waiting on our emblems from each branch. Those are handcrafted and hand-painted, and they will go underneath the sign, and then underneath each one of those will be a name plate with each individual's name on it. The plaques that hold the name plates and the name plates themselves, the engraving on them, will all be done in-house at the school. So we're, as this progresses and we get closer to having that wall at least you know, up and for the public to view, we're hoping this spring that we'll be able to have a nice little ribbon cutting ceremony for that.
I can imagine this is going to be a very impressive sight to see with that many names already just in the initial process here. It's going to be a very impressive sight to see.
Yes, I think so. And we have a mock-up drawing that you can come and look. It's currently on a poster form, and we also have that on our website. So anybody that wants to learn more either about how to submit a name or how to just what the project itself is going to look like, please visit our website, and you can get all that information there.
One thing I've learned about veterans, and when you first brought this up as a topic of discussion here in the studio, I was thinking, gosh, I really hope that you get maybe 100 names or so, because one thing I've learned about veterans, they didn't do it for the glory. They didn't do it for any kind of praise or anything like that or any recognition. So I was worried that not enough of them would step up and say, yeah, I went to Tomahawk, and yes, I served. A lot of guys just and women, too, they just keep it to themselves. They don't want to put it out there. So I am just overwhelmingly happy that you've had this kind of response.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that up, because we don't have a lot of people that come in and say, I want my name on there.
Right.
We have a lot of people that come in and say, I want, you know, my friend's name, my dad's name, my uncle, my aunt, my grandmother.
Here's why I think this is so important. I've recently learned about a documentary from a guest that came in here to the studio. It's called Honor in the Air. And I went to watch the documentary when it debuted at the Wausau Library. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. There was a guy, semi-local from Marathon County, who is a war hero like no other. Most decorated aviator in history. And nobody knows about this guy. And he grew up right here, Northern Marathon County. I was so touched, I went to find the guy's gravesite just so I can stand in front of the grave. I wish that more people, you should probably get permission first from the veterans, but come forward on behalf of your family members that served, and let's get them the recognition that they deserve. They're not going to ask for it, so we need, like you say, more and more people to tell the names of these people that served.
Yeah, agreed.
Gosh,
agreed.
I got when you said that number, over 200, I thought, wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
So we can learn more about that at the home. People haven't been at the, sometimes the only contact that people have with the school complex is through the home show. So it might be a year since people have been there, and they might not know about this. So at least there'll be something they can look at when they get there this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Nation. We're very thankful to have the opportunity to set up in that location.
So oh, boy.
Thank you to Greg and WJJQ for that
really
opportunity.
Got excited about that with that number. That's cool. Summer school update, Wendell. Where are we at with summer school so far?
Our summer school program is really growing, and this is what we hoped for. I won't talk a lot about it, but I've said before, we had a very significant grant that we were awarded late last year, and we've spent, we used some of it last year, but because of the timing of it, we had a significant amount of those funds left over to use this year. So our goal is to grow this program. We know we won't have the grant moving forward, but we want to provide as many opportunities as we can for course selections and number of sections. And we've hired Megan Barker to be a summer school coordinator for us. And she's done a wonderful job growing this program, our summer school program. We've incorporated summer swim lessons into summer school to make scheduling easier for our families and for students that are doing it. And things are really coming together. The enrollments just opened up on Sunday. We've already surpassed, or are very close to surpassing, our complete enrollment from last year, just in a few days. So we're looking at hopefully having a much larger number of participants in summer school. And one of the things that we are really analyzing this year and looking at is, what are the most popular selections? What are the most important offerings that we have, so that as we move into future years and we maybe don't have the funding behind this program that we currently have, we know that the program that we do offer is going to be of the highest quality and the most sought after. So this is a big year for us looking at this and looking at, you know, what summer school is going to look like in Tomahawk moving forward. I don't think, as from a district standpoint, we're happy to make an investment in summer school as long as it's accomplishing the goals that we have for that program. And that's what we're looking at this year, to really pin that down.
And just to stay consistent with 13 years of commenting on summer school here in Tomahawk, I think it's fantastic. We actually have demand for our summer school classes. It's something that, it's not a punishment like it used to be back in the old days.
Correct. No, it definitely is not. We have a good combination of different enrichment classes and remedial classes, and hopefully the students that need maybe a little extra help or a booster, the opportunity is there to take one of those classes and combine it with two or three selections of things that they might want to learn about that are outside of just that core academic area.
Yeah, absolutely. When I lived next to school, at summer school time, those kids are out there laughing. They're having a good time. Summer school is a real positive here in Tomahawk.
It is.
That's cool. Yeah. Real quick, last minute or two here. School perception survey, where does that stand right now?
So the emails went out to all of our families, students, and staff on Monday, April 9th. And we currently... one of the things I guess I want to encourage everybody listening out there right now, if you have a student in school, you should have received a link in your email that allows you to access this survey. And the survey is not offered through the school. It's offered through an independent private company just to protect the integrity of the survey. So School Perceptions is the company that sent the email. So if you have that, please take the 5 or 10 minutes that it would take to provide that information. We use it for a number of different things, but it really ties in tightly with our strategic planning. When we set goals, when we hear back from our families on what their priorities for our district are, that informs our decision making moving forward. So the window for this is between April 9th and the 22nd.
Okay.
If you did not receive a link, please contact us. We will make sure that the company sends you one.
Since the first time you came in here, you are concerned and you've said this is your school, so we want you to use it, and here's a chance to get some feedback.
Yeah, very much. So I hope last year we had only around 20% of our families that completed the survey. It's hard to make decisions off of that when you know 80% of them, you know, 80% of folks that got the survey didn't complete it. So we're looking to get above 50% or at least increase, you know, our participation in this from our families is as high as we can possibly get it, because it is important information. We're asking for it. We definitely want it.
You're giving folks a voice.
Yep.
Good deal. Wendell Quisenberry, thank you for being here. Kay, any last words before we let you get out the door here this morning?
No, nothing. Okay. Except for if anybody has any questions, please contact us.
Got it. Kay, thanks for being here. Thanks for serving our kids. Wendell, thank you as always. And are we going to see you next month one more time yet for the school year?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the opportunity. I always appreciate it, Jeff.
Absolutely.